This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, our One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, economic and racial disparities in schools. A new study shows students of color are far more likely than white students to attend elementary schools with high poverty rates. Valerie Stern, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your report shows that black and Latino students are more likely to be tracked into high poverty elementary schools in Texas. What's behind that?
Well, there's a whole history behind that. We know that there's a lot that's gone into housing segregation, government policies, but also school policy and enrollment policy has really encouraged parents to find schools that have the most privileged students in them, because that's how our schools are measured, based on student achievement, which is highly correlated with privilege. And so those are the things that people are looking at when they're choosing schools, instead of thinking about other things that we might value, such as a diverse student body, which also brings lots of values to a student's education.
How uniform is this across Texas? You know, how did Dallas and Fort Worth compare to Austin or Houston?
When we looked across all of Texas, there's less disparities in counties that have fewer students. So the vast majority of counties and districts in the state don't have very many students, and pretty much all the students are going to the same school, so there's not very wide disparities. The big disparities happen in these urban areas, and it turns out that the biggest disparities in the state were in Travis County, in the Austin area, but Dallas and Houston didn't fall that far behind. So in all of those urban areas, we're seeing disparities in what white students are experiencing in school poverty versus what black and Hispanic students are experiencing in school poverty.
Is there a community in Texas that's doing a better job of addressing these disparities?
Some districts are doing a better job at this, and some districts are just more uniform. If they're a more homogenous population, then there's not going to be big disparities. But there are diverse districts that have a lot less disparities, and that's Cypress Fairbanks, Northeast, Northside, Garland ISD, which is actually still under a desegregation order. And they're one of the only districts in the state that hasn't, at least as far as I know, they haven't challenged that, at least from their website. They're really promoting their school choice as a good thing, and parents are able to like choose schools based on program, but then they're also balanced for racial makeup of the schools, and so they have really integrated schools in Garland.
When you look at a district like that and you see that it's doing better, why do other districts not model themselves after that? Is it a financing issue, or is there something else involved?
I think it's racism. You know, that we're still living with systemic racism in this country, and especially when it comes to our children, people can say, well, I'm not going to sacrifice my children. And I just find that a really weird thing to think, that by going to a school with more black and brown children or more poor children, we're going to be sacrificing our own child's education. And again, that is partially the fault of policy, or it's a lot of the fault of policy and how we decide to measure schools. And how we measure schools is highly correlated with how much privilege and wealth is concentrated in the schools. We know that students who go to school with kids from a wide variety of backgrounds have less implicit bias and are more able to work with diverse people when they graduate and they go to get jobs. They're more likely to choose to be in integrated environments. And so those values, those things that we say that we want for our kids, we have to put that into the measure of how we're deciding if schools are giving kids the things that we want them to have at the end of their education.
Was there anything in this study that surprised you?
I always knew that Austin had a segregation problem. That's, you know, I've been looking at it for years, but I thought it was going to be similar to other urban areas. And it turned out a lot worse, you know, than the other urban areas. And that's surprising when we walk around calling ourselves, you know, the liberal city of Texas. I just don't think we're living up to those values here in Austin. So I'm trying to start a conversation with my friends and neighbors on how we can better live out the values that we express that we have to our children.
Valerie Stern studies education policy at UT Austin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.